T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the Players Place.
All right, we're halfway home on a non-victory Wednesday. Tough couple of games for our beloved San Diego Padres. Hopefully they can salvage one today against Bubba Chandler. Game's at, 1:10 today? Little day game action. Take it to them. Salvage the series. Off day. Rest the bullpen. Wake the bats up, and then you got to go play Tampa Bay. It's going to be an interesting one, to be sure. We will have the skipper on Friday, so hopefully they salvage one today, because that could be pretty gnarly if they don't. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindl's our executive producer. Ben Higgins is our friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
I think I'm going to go down to the game, at least for a while.
Are you?
Today. Yeah, a little
good
day
idea.
Coverage while I work for Channel 10.
I'm in that weird spot at 1:10 where I get like to watch an hour of it, then I go to pick up and listen to a lot of it, then come back and finish it on TV, which is really a good way to do it. I was just talking to Hannah last night. I've been to a game in forever. I just haven't had the time to get down there. Everything's so busy. Both kids are playing multiple sports. We have a flag football game on Friday for Bo, who starts. He's 8. Kickoff is at 8:30 p.m. on a Friday night, which might as well be midnight
for me. There's some families who it's borderline, but
nothing.
For you, it's
midnight.
So far across the border of what you do for your nightly routine.
I will say on a Friday night at 8:30, I am firmly planted in my bed. Sometimes the kids are with us watching a movie or a game, but most of the time at 8:30 on a Friday night, we've put them to bed, and Hannah's asleep, and I'm scrolling my phone watching Tires on Netflix or something. Like, that's a Friday night at 8:30 for me now. I told Bo, they're excited. He's elated. Like, he's so happy he gets to play at 8:30. Now, it's going to be nice and cool. It's not going to be blazing hot like it would at 4 when he normally would play a game, or 4:30. But that's late. That's late for kids. And really, it's late for dad and mom. Hannah's going to be, I don't know if Hannah's going to make it. I don't think she stayed up till 8:30 since I met her. So I don't know how she's going to actually pull this off. But I have a root canal Friday and then that. So really looking forward to the weekend.
Part of the dilemma for a limited field space and access that you got to squeeze as many games as possible, even at odd hours.
There's so many kids that play flag football in this city. So it's like the hottest, fastest growing thing, and they just jam 6 games in, play an hour, another 6, and then another 6, and then another, and it just goes and goes.
So you're going to be exhausted.
I'll be exhausted.
You have a root canal.
Yeah, root canal Friday.
And you have something wrong with your neck? You keep you've got a crick
neck,
in your neck or something?
It's been going on for a couple of months.
Okay.
And I would like to say it's because of the exertion that I'm giving in the gym every day. Like, oh yeah, man, my squat's gotten heavier and my neck hurts. And no,
like tension, like I carry a lot of stress in shoulders and
I do
my
too,
neck.
But this is neck, and I've diagnosed it. I'm not a doctor, as you know. but I have diagnosed the problem, and I've realized that it's even more embarrassing than just having a sore neck. It's from baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
Correct.
You have so many of them. They're so heavy.
No.
They're weighing you down.
No. I sit in my desk chair like this, and I flip cards, and I flip binders, and I lean up, and I'm pulling cards, and I go through cards. My neck is trained down like this most of the day.
You're when scrutinizing each card for flaws.
Yeah, whatever it is that I'm doing with them, but
I'm always looking down.
I have the card. I'm scanning it with my phone to like try to sell it on eBay or something.
Do you not look down when you're on your phone?
When I'm scanning cards on your phone? Like every day?
Scrolling. Do you hold your phone out in front of you like this so you're straight ahead? Or
no, the times I'm scrolling on my phone, I'm usually on my back.
Okay.
Or on my knees. But... that's the time I usually look, but I have it's what I've called baseball card neck from just sitting at that desk for hours at a time, binder, scanning cards, whatever it may be. I've got it.
You know, in the medical community, they often name new diseases and syndromes after the first person who has it.
That's
so
right.
Is it possible that Woods syndrome is going to be named after you, the obsessive flipping through of baseball cards that leads to neck pain and possible other side effects?
It really hurts. And then, like, you lay in bed at night and you can't. Maddie says virginitis. It hurts. It hurts. And I'm still going to the gym. I'm still lifting and stuff. And I'm trying to be really careful with it. But, man, it hurts. Like, it hurts bad. I put CBD cream on it and stuff. Didn't do a damn thing. I've got my gun on it every night. Like, it's just, what do I do?
Chiropractor, perhaps?
No.
You have that conversation. I just got this neck thing. I think I've looked at too many baseball cards.
Do you not get it? Do you have a stand-up desk?
My desk elevates. So even if I'm sitting, like, I can elevate the desk a little bit. So it's kind of more straight on rather than looking down.
My chair sucks too, so I'm like constantly like lean back and my neck is just trained down for, you know, I'll be in that desk, Ben, for 2-3 hours at a time.
Future gift idea, an ergonomic baseball card chair so you can look at your cards in a healthier way.
Well, you know how like all the video gamers, they came out with like gaming chairs years ago. There was more comfortable, and they had like controls on them. So
they they're terrible, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah. They've got speakers built into the headrests.
The rule is like, if you want a gaming chair, do not buy anything that says gaming chair. Grab another type of chair. But like, yeah, just have a regular office chair.
Yeah, somebody said you need a sloped desk like the architects use. Can you imagine? I bring in a sloped desk at home for my baseball cards.
I picture Hannah like sitting on the couch, maybe flipping through a magazine or something, maybe on her phone, and she just looks over and you're just dragging in.
That is probably why they have it, though, so they're not hunched over writing their blueprints all day long.
Yep.
It's a nice sloped desk.
What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you drawing up some
blueprints for a new hospital in town?
Adding
a wing to the house? This sucks, dude. Yeah, it's brutal. But like, it hurts. Advil doesn't help. Aleve doesn't help. This is how people develop bad habits, because I'm sitting here going, I'll do anything to get rid of this neck pain. And it won't end. And then I don't sleep well on it. And it's just a vicious circle. So it's brutal. Baseball card neck is a new one for me. And I realized that's the position that I'm in most days, messing with them. Trying to, you know, at this point, the collection has gotten a little bit, I'll be honest. Collection's a little bit out of control. And I need to
unload. You don't say.
It's like the room that I'm in, I share with my wife. It's our shared office. My part is bursting at the seams. It's bursting. I have no more room for anything. I need to unload some things. I need to stop acquiring and unload. And it's really gone off the deep end here.
Can design a new baseball card room.
That's also a great idea.
On your new drafting table.
It's a great idea.
You used to look at baseball cards.
Yeah, but I, you know, I got some cards up if you want them. Woodsy SD 22.
I'll make drafting table. I'll
make
there.
You a deal.
Perfect.
Let's see.
Just have to make sure they don't all slide down.
Yeah, the cards slide down. Probably it's not going to work for me.
You got to just level it out a little.
And then
bit.
I spend my day bending down and getting my cards. This is bad, man. It's bad. I'm embarrassed. It's an embarrassing thing. It's not cool. I get it.
The worst part is you chose to tell that story to the radio audience.
Well, you know, Ben's like, dude, you are, because I'm like this the whole show now, like, you know, groaning and trying to put the lacrosse ball on it, and it just, I just can't get it, man. So I'm going to go see my guy up in Oceanside. He'll be able to fix me. Right. My dude, Chris Donlin. He's incredible. What's the name of his place? Body.
Something.
Come on. I got to find it. He's incredible. I got to give him a shout
out. While you find it, let me tell Kayla's in our chat. She wants to know.
Resolve Sports Therapy.
If she sees me at the Petco Park today at the game, you can definitely say hi and give me a hug.
Oh, she's going to the game?
Yeah. Kayla says, can I say hi?
It's wild that you will let an attractive woman give you a hug. You give permission for an attractive woman to give you a hug at a game.
Speaking of attractive women.
Just gloss right over it.
You retweeted a couple of things. We talked about Dolly Parton earlier in the show. And you retweeted a couple of things, including this tweet, dirty joke.
I heard this joke when I was in second grade also.
So it says, did you know Dolly Parton got new shoes? No, neither did she.
One of the first jokes that every kid in school told when
I was
a kid.
First dirty joke, it says, I ever heard when I was in second grade, and I never forgot it. And it brought back to mind, when I was a kid, I knew almost nothing about Dolly Parton, except for one thing all kids knew. That all kids knew.
It was so widely celebrated.
Late night comedy, it was the punchline of all the punchlines.
Did you see Johnny Carson? So he's got Dolly sitting there, and she goes, everybody always asks me if they're real, and of course, they're mine. And he goes, I would never. I have standards, I would never. He goes, I would give a year's salary to peek under there, though. And the whole place erupts, and she erupts and starts dying laughing. And I thought, yeah, you can't make that joke now. You can't make that joke now. But she got it, you know, she got it, and... Yeah, she was something.
And I think there are people who would rail and go, what was the harm to it? Everyone had fun with it. Why can't you? But what makes me sad is that for, you know, a good 20, 30 years of my life, I didn't know what an absolute angel Dolly Parton was.
You just reduced her to her breasts.
All I knew her of was as a punchline for late night comedian jokes.
That doesn't surprise me, knowing your character.
It's the only thing I was exposed to. I was not exposed to any other facts about Dolly Parton other than that.
So, like, I mean, I grew up on...
I knew the song, like, 9 to 5.
I grew up
beautiful, gorgeous cans.
Good God. See? This isn't a surprise to anyone.
No, where you been? Like,
but I... yeah, you're a gooner. That's what somebody said.
Scheming on the first chick with the hugest boobs.
Ben! Two-track mind. I grew up on a mute. I'm from Texas. So Dolly Parton was like, you heard a lot of Dolly Parton growing up. And just a huge part of all of our childhood.
Country music here was not that big of a thing when I was growing up, for sure.
I love the booby.
It's gotten obviously enormous, you know, everywhere, in especially the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
But it was more of a Texas Southern phenomenon when we were kids. So I did not have that. Growing up, that I really only knew Dolly Parton as, oh, yeah, she's the one they always joke about having a big chest. But that's sad, right?
It is.
It's really sad.
Because she was uber talented.
Right.
Like, beyond talented.
Unbelievable
and kind
voice.
And sweet and everything.
Like a literal walking
angel.
Like
an angel on earth,
yes.
And the Southern disposition and accent with her, it just always worked. And she was, again, one of the biggest stars in the world. Remember, her and Kenny, Islands in the Stream was like the biggest song of all time when it came out. It was so good. So she'll be missed for sure.
M. Sanchez says, Ben loves driving past the San Onofre power plant. Yeah,
every time.
Kid would joke, and
Dolly
say, it's the Dolly Parton Memorial.
Yeah.
Everyone just made jokes.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And it's horrible now that you think about it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
But, I mean, you wouldn't mind if people did that about your... Well, you are also.
We kind of do.
Is it the worst reputation to have? Old Thunderhog. Is that the worst thing to ever, like, oh, no, not me. Please, don't talk about my giant hog, please.
Yeah, but like Dolly, I'd like to think I have better qualities that you could, not really. I
probably your calves don't. Are better. But see, you have two body parts that should be celebrated. Like, celebrated, because they're great.
Like, your calves should be
in the Hall of
Fame. What about my kind disposition?
You're not that kind. That's what I've realized about you. Everybody thinks you are. You're actually not that kind.
There's Dolly Parton,
right,
who donated time and money and resources for her whole life.
Rank me, Ben, and Dolly Parton in kindness.
Everything that
rank us in kindness.
It's Dolly Parton. It's Stephen Woods.
And then Ben Higgins.
50 feet of crap.
And then Ben Higgins.
And then Ben Higgins, who said, well, I promoted her charity.
He also said, I don't have a sister. So, I mean, I don't know how kind you think you are, but I don't find you all that kind.
All right,
anymore.
We're taking a break because I don't want to wear it anymore. We'll come back. We'll play a little take on Woods. Someone please beat him today. 833-288-0973. Did lose yesterday. Qualify for the VIP passes for Lynyrd Skynyrd. We got music and TV left this week, so you get one of those two choices. Play our game when we come back again. 833-288-0973. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, San Diego, an incredible place to live, but we all know it. It's not getting any cheaper. Housing, healthcare, taxes, groceries, it all adds up. And when people start thinking about retirement, one fear rises to the top. What if the money doesn't last? That's where Trajan Wealth comes in. TrajanWealth.com. Trajan Wealth's fiduciary advisors help people build retirement strategies designed for today's reality, factoring in inflation, market uncertainty, and the real cost of living right here in San Diego. They take the time to understand your goals and your comfort level because no two retirements look the same. Trajan Wealth has offices in Carlsbad, Liberty Station, and Escondido, and they work with people who want confidence and not constant financial stress. So, if this has been on your mind, start with a call. 1-855-TRAJAN-1. That's 1-855-TRAJAN-1. Or just go online at TRAJANWealth.com. Trajan Wealth. Plan smarter. Dream bigger. Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC. Additional services through Trajan Estate and Trajan Tax. Actual client paid advertisement. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. Baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now, mention radio for 20% off new service plans in 2026. We'll have Padres tickets to give away a little bit later for the September 8th game against The Washington Nationals. It's Fernando Tatis Jr. City Connect bobblehead game. Certainly hope the Padres are still in playoff position at that point. You get a little nervous too. Now.
Yes.
You had a game with probably no Mason Miller or Adrian Morejon today, and then you have to go face the best team in the American League on the road in that janky dome for 3 days. That's not a recipe for a good week.
Cross country, by the way.
Padres could easily give up some ground here in the next few days. So it's a worrisome now little stretch
if
this
things
week.
Things don't go well today and through the weekend, all of a sudden you're looking back at the last week and a half, as hot as the team was heading into that, you're going, all right, yeah, they swept the Twins, but you also lost that series to the Mets.
Paulie on Sunday was like, immaculate vibes this week. I'm like, this is the greatest. And here we are. But hey, listen, just got to win
and
today.
It's all basically one-run losses, really tight games that did not go the Padres' way.
It's crazy, man. It eats your insides a little bit when baseball's like this. But it's fun. This is what you want. You want this.
We'll talk more about it coming up. Right now, though, it's time to play today's game. Let's get to Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And let's see, I think Sam got in here first. Sam, are you there?
Yep. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Sam, man? You ready to play a little Take on Woods?
Let's try it out.
All right, let's do it. If you can beat or tie Woods, we will put you into our grand prize drawing for the VIP passes to Leonard Skinner coming to the Del Mar Arena. Chance to see the legendary band with VIP passes, including food and drinks, elevated food and drinks, and the ocean breeze, the crowd surge. This is a nice copy, actually. It's for the September 24th show to Leonard Skinner at Del Mar Arena. You can get your own tickets at cbfproductions.com.
I tried to break it up a little bit.
I know, you don't need to do that whole... It was a long one, and you kind of cut some stuff out of it. You go, what do we have left here? Oh, yeah, the ocean breeze, the crowd surge.
Give them one good long read.
Stunning sunset.
You can just summarize it.
All right, Sam, here's your two choices. We got music, put a ring on it, 5 2-second songs with either diamond in the title or the artist name, or TV, British imports, 5 British television series that became very popular in America. Which of those two would you like to play?
Let's go TV because I wouldn't dare to go again.
Music. All right, we'll save music for Friday. And British imports is the category. Again, 5 British television series became very popular in America. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our 2-second TV theme song. You'll get that TV theme song and try to identify the show. Sam, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Paulie. The category for television is British imports. Sam, your time begins when Paulie plays our TV theme song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods. Set on a fictional Yorkshire estate in the early 20th century, which historical drama aired for 52 episodes over 6 seasons on PBS? Which show that debuted 10 years ago is based on a one-woman show by Phoebe Waller-Bridge? With every episode shot in one continuous take, which 2025 series centered around a teen boy accused of murdering a female classmate? Which series starring Cillian Murphy centers on a post-World War I crime gang in Birmingham, England?
Turn.
Incorrect. Back to our 2-second TV theme song.
No idea.
Set on a fictional Yorkshire estate in the 20th century, which historical drama aired for... I think you might have been better off with music, unfortunately.
I almost want to like let him do the music one.
No, no points for you. I will wait on all the answers so everyone can play one more time as Woods comes in. All right, the category is television today. Okay. British imports. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when we play our TV theme song. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Sam.
Pass.
Set on a fictional Yorkshire estate in the early 20th century, which historical drama aired for 52 episodes over 6 seasons on PBS?
Turn.
Pass.
Which show?
Downton Abbey.
Correct. Which show that debuted 10 years ago is based on a one-woman show by Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Oh, God. So good. Fleabag.
Correct. With every episode shot in one continuous take, which 2025 series centered around a teen boy accused of murdering a female classmate?
What the hell's it called? We watched it. We talked about
phenomenal.
It. It's phenomenal. What's it called?
One of the best shows I've seen
What is it?
Years.
Next.
Which series starring Cillian Murphy centers on a post-World War I crime gang in Birmingham, England?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to lose my mind.
Quickly.
Shh.
Ah, just two.
It's wow.
It's,
PB.
Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
And then the other
Adolescence.
One. Adolescence.
I'm not surprised you didn't get Doctor Who. I know you're not a science fiction fan, but you got two, and that was good enough to win.
You're joking.
Today. Wow. In a tough game of British imports, although the chat seemed to do quite well.
Did they?
On some of those. You love Fleabag. I know you got that one.
Brilliant.
I thought Downton Abbey was kind of the gimme of
I
didn't watch it, but I knew, you know, estate, 20th century, what the whole premise was.
I've been squeaking them out, man.
I had no idea what Peaky Blinders was. I thought it was like some comedy, the way the name sounded like it. No, not at all.
I need to go back and we've talked about this. I watched like four episodes and was like, all right, pretty good. And then just never came back. I'm the worst. I fully acknowledge
that. Woods disease. Start a show and then you forget about it and give up on it.
Speaking of Woods disease, I got a DM from our pal, my pal Aaron. He does the glove restoration, Unearth Gloves, and he goes, oh, there's some the thing you have, it's actually, they call it nerd neck. And here it is, how to fix
nerd neck.
And I went, oh my God, I've got it. So exercise, supportive pillow, ergonomic workstation, properly sized back bag. What is a backpack or bag? Exercise your neck, improve your posture.
I can do it a lot faster.
Nerd neck.
Sell all your baseball cards.
I'm trying right now. Trying to unload, Ben.
All right, when we come back, we can talk more Padres. We can also talk about the very disappointing way they lost a game in the standings in the wild card race last night as well, with a little MLB reach around. All coming up next with Ben and Woods, broadcasting live from our Bill House studios. We know how on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Hey, it's so nice we can say it twice this morning. 7 Mile Casino is San Diego's closest, best card room. You're not going to find an easier place to get to, but yeah, you're really not going to find a more upscale, better card room. I haven't found one in Vegas, honestly, that even close to comparing with 7 Mile Casino.
I couldn't agree more. I do like the proximity to downtown. Last game of the homestand today. You can go down right now, grab some breakfast, and then head down to the game if you like. Watch the game there. Play California-style blackjack. Texas Hold'em, Pikeout Baccarat, smoke-free environment, friendly dealers, all of the above.
Yeah, take care of their high-limit players. In fact, if you're a regular and you're at the table, a 35% off all the food at Sammy's at 7 Mile while you're there. Or you can enjoy the weekend brunch this Saturday and Sunday. It is voted the best in the South County. Only available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but check it out. It's a great menu. It's a great spot out there in the patio overlooking San Diego Bay. So many different reasons to enjoy it. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Gotta say, if you're the publicist of an actor, this would be a bad time to pass away because Dolly Parton's going to be in all the headlines.
Yes,
but unfortunately, we lost another notable actor this morning.
Indeed.
Just saw the
obit
notice. Tim Curry has passed away at the age of 80.
Also 80.
Now, I would never say he was like the main man in a lot of movies, but I remember him in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was like the toady Russian officer that was trying to, was not in on the plot with Sean Connery and the rest of the officers aboard the Red October.
I mean,
bus.
He was the star of Rocky Horror Picture
he
Show.
Was.
Man. He was.
Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah, and he had a stroke back in 2012. He's been in a wheelchair since 2025. He was great. Home Alone 2, which my
right.
kids love. He was the hotel manager.
I remember watching, it was a miniseries on TV. He played Pennywise in It.
Oh, he was brilliant in it.
The clown.
Brilliant yes.
that
in
was
it,
a
man.
Really scary role.
Very sad.
I think of him for Muppet Treasure Island as a kid.
Okay.
No, he was the main guy in Muppet Treasure Island. Telling you.
I never saw Clue, the movie.
I didn't either.
I never saw Clue.
It felt like it was one that was always available at Blockbuster.
Always. I was like, yeah.
There was
can't
like
do
nine
it.
Copies of Clue every
like,
time you went to Blockbuster, and I never pulled the trigger
like,
either.
I'm also not watching the Connect Four movie or the Monopoly movie. You know what I mean? If there's a movie, I'm like, I play it at home. I'm good. I didn't even like the game very much.
Was he Professor Plum, or who was
Gotta
he?
Be. I have no idea. I have no idea. He was great. Did you guys ever see Loaded Weapon with... Emilio Estevez and
it was like a parody.
It was a
Lethal
parody.
Weapon. Yeah,
yeah. It was Samuel L. Jackson. It was so good. Uh-huh. So yeah, 80 years old, man.
You know how we do it.
You know how we do it.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So shout out to his family.
Romantic about baseball says he was the butler in Clue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Says we need to all get together and watch Clue, apparently.
Right.
It's hard to be romantic about baseball right now. There's nothing romantic about getting shut out 1-0.
No. And your world beater closer gives up his first home run in a year.
The funny thing is, a 1-0 win is one of my favorite
elite.
Victories
it's
in baseball.
So good.
And a 1-0 loss is the most excruciating way to lose a game.
Yeah, the leadoff double stranded in the first, when the first two pitches Skeens threw had Fernando completely flummoxed. It was a 99-mile-an-hour sinker swung over the top of. Next pitch, an unfair changeup that he swung over the top of, and then Fernando... doing what Fernando does, just hits an absolute rocket. Thought it was going to get out. It didn't.
I did too. Just not high enough.
Not high enough.
What was the, what was the exit velocity on that one?
He smoked it. He absolutely smoked it.
And then Jake Cronenworth comes up and gets ahead 3-0. And you're thinking, okay, Paul Skeens.
Here we go. He's on the ropes.
He's still trying to figure it out. He's been struggling, had a 5-plus ERA in the second half of the season. And you feel like, okay, maybe he just does not have it. But, of course, he figured it out. And actually, his velocity was up, 110.1 for Fernando on that double.
Smoked it.
By the way, 730 expected average. And it was a home run in one park. Not Petco, but would have been a home run in one park.
Probably
Houston is usually where a lot of those ones are if it was high enough to get over the short wall there.
Yeah, tough one, man. Tough one to be sure. The last two games are tough. Got to get it together today. Bubba Chandler's no slouch either.
They did. Did they beat Bubba Chandler? I think they did earlier in the season. They took 2-3 in Pittsburgh, so now they need to win this one just to even the season series at 3-3. And you know, I don't think the Pirates are still in playoff contention, but they're still on the outskirts trying to climb their way back into it. They kind of needed a sweep of the Padres to have any hope, and they're 2/3 of the way there now at this point, and they would love to escape after getting swept by the Dodgers. Figured, what did we say when the series started on Monday? Like, they're pretty down. All you have to do is, like,
yeah, put your foot on their neck,
put
man.
Just a little bit on Monday, and you can probably demoralize them enough where they're just going to slink their tails back to Pittsburgh, but you didn't, gave them a chance, and now they've got a new life, and they're playing, you know, with some confidence again.
You know, you ran into two great pitchers, but you're going to run into great pitchers should you make the playoffs. So they have beaten some great pitchers. They've beaten some number ones as of late in the second half. They've had a good second half, but it just you can't falter now, man. When you're this close, and the vibes were, and I think still are, good. You're in every game. You're not getting bodied. Your starting pitching's been great. Your bullpen's been great. So offense, man, it's been really kind of the issue. A few weeks here and there, notwithstanding this season, Ben, it's been the issue. And is there something that you do with the lineup? Do you do anything to mix it up? I mean, Manny in the three hole is I get it. I get why he's there. I get why, because when he
take
gets
him
hot,
out of the three hole, but I would maybe give him a day off either today or Friday so he can have two in a row. I know he hates that, and it's,
but I mean, we need a win,
the stretch run. But
and I know he's not
that
playing
finger
well.
Finger Brews a chance to just get, like, you know, 48 hours off at least. And
what do we always say about Manny though? He is a guy that when he gets hot, he can carry you for a while, and it has been a while since he's been hot. But he's a guy that needs to swing his way out of it. It sucks. I get it. The standard, like, you have to start every base runner that's on in front of him. You have to. Like, that's not an option anymore. Because he will rip into a double play with the best of them. So, I don't know, man. Do you get guys in motion? You get the wheels going. But Manny can hit his way out of it. He absolutely can. Will he? I don't know. But he can.
I do hate how tenuous baseball can be. Rain Dog, vibes are teetering.
They are.
How should that even be possible? They had 3 to 4 solid weeks of great vibes. And then what happened?
The Mets happened and the Pirates happened.
Not getting a bunt or two down. I mean, if they had won on Monday and they lost 1-0 today, we wouldn't be questioning the vibes. If they had lost on Monday but had won 1-0 yesterday, we wouldn't be questioning the vibes. But because they lost both of those games, now all of a sudden the vibes
question. He says vibes are showing deep fractures. I don't see any deep fractures at all in this team. I just see guys that are expanding the zone. They're not swinging at good pitches. They're making poor contact, which is fixable. All of that is fixable. But I don't see any vibe. I think the pitching has been outstanding. So I don't see a team giving up. I don't see any of that stuff.
And they still have the best record in baseball over the last month. So if they have deep fractures, what does that say about the rest of the league? I don't know. I just can't abide by that conclusion that 2 1-run losses are a sign of deep fractures on the team.
Tyler says, if Manny gets a day off, then Renjifo starts at third, who also went hitless, and Sheets, who's also been bad, is at DH. Give me Manny. I tend to agree. You know, you need, that's why you pay him. He said it the other day, is why you pay me to be out there. So I think, you know, just go out and win today, and a lot is solved.
All right, let's get you caught up on the rest of the playoff race. It is time for today's MLB Reach Around.
Let's go.
They're doing the Reach Around. They're doing the Reach Around.
Reach Around.
Ben and Woods brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We do owe some thanks to the Seattle Mariners, who once again beat the Philadelphia Phillies, second straight day. And Cal Raleigh going deep for the fourth time in two games as George Kirby outdueled Aaron Nola in a 4-1 Mariners win. So the Seattle Mariners will go for the sweep today. Phillies, I told you, it's not easy traveling across the country, even if it's east to west, especially at this point in the season in August. So after a 9-game winning streak, the Phillies showing a couple of cracks. Maybe it's a sign of a deeper fracture of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the vibes are off after their 9-game winning streak.
I sure hope so.
Or maybe deep fractures. Maybe this is just what happens sometime in a Major League Baseball season.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is the one that hurts. You know, I didn't even see it happening. I was working on my highlights for the Padres game last night. 1-0. There wasn't much to it. But I was confident in the belief because I had seen the Mariners had beaten the Phillies. And I saw that the Cubs were leading the Diamondbacks 4-0 after 7 innings. So I go, well, they may have lost, but at least they didn't lose any
X out the calendar
ground.
Right?
It's like what we said on Tuesday That's morning right. after Monday. Well, at least just they didn't lose any ground.
X it out.
And then Woods goes, oh, gut punch on a text. The Diamondbacks just won. And I go, what? The Diamondbacks won? What happened? Because the Cubs had earlier in the game set a franchise record, or maybe baseball record, 30 consecutive unanswered runs dating back to their blowout win a few days ago. They had scored 30 without giving up any, and that included the 4 yesterday. But then they allowed 3 in the 8th to make it 4-3. And Waldschmidt, what's his first name?
Ryan Waldschmidt
came on as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the 9th and hit the walk-off 2-run home run to inject new life into the Arizona Diamondbacks, who now find themselves just 1 game behind the San Diego Padres for that final wild card spot. Now, remember the situation as we get down to, 29 games left in the season.
Sounds right.
So the last 3 again are at Petco Park against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The season series is currently tied.
Yes.
So
win the series, go to the playoffs.
In any scenario in which the Diamondbacks or Padres are within 3 games of each other going into that series,
plus or minus, yeah,
then the playoff spot will still be up for grabs. So if the Diamondbacks are 3 games down on the Padres, they can always say, hey, but if we sweep the Padres, we tie them and we win the season series. If the Padres are 3 games back of the Diamondbacks, they can always go, hey, we can sweep them at home, tie them, and we will win the season series. Now, if it's a 1-game lead in either direction, that gets a little more complicated. Let's say the Padres have a 1-game lead on the Diamondbacks, but the Diamondbacks take 2 out of 3. Well, it's tied, and the Diamondbacks would then have the tiebreaker. But if the Padres are a game back, take 2 out of 3 to end the series, it's tied, but then the Padres would have the tiebreaker.
This sucks. This is absolutely terrible.
It's why it almost feels inevitable that the season, the playoffs, but will come down to those last 3 games. Unless one team really pulls away from the other over the next 4 weeks, that series looms very large at the end of the year.
I was looking to the Padres right before that 3-game series, the weekend series. They're playing on the road against the Dodgers for those 3 games leading up to that. Now, will the Dodgers have already clinched?
Yes.
Most likely.
Will they have clinched a bye, though? Maybe
will
not.
They have their foot off the gas? We have no idea. Diamondbacks, before that weekend series against the Padres, they play in Colorado against the Rockies.
Well, Padres will the week before have the Rockies and the Giants, though, so you make sure that you make hay because you probably will have a chance to lose some ground before that Diamondbacks series.
Diamondbacks opponents that week before, they got the Marlins and the Yankees at home.
Okay. So that's a week where the Padres will need to get up a few games because you could lose some ground easily while you're playing the Dodgers and they're playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
And speaking of,
could
the
all
Dodgers,
be much ado about nothing though.
It could.
It
be.
Really could be much ado about nothing in 29 games. Beat Bubba Chandler. That's it. That's
it's
all
a
you can
lot
control.
Of time. There is a lot of time left. And speaking of the Dodgers, I'll just throw one more in. Tyler Glasnow made his first start in like 3.5 months.
Oh.
I think it went 5. It was fine. But the Braves beat the Dodgers 4-3 on an Ozzie Albies go-ahead RBI single in the 8th inning as Atlanta snapped the Dodgers' 6-game winning streak last night. So, a little quick reach around. We don't need to go through the rest. You know who the hottest team in baseball is, though?
Who is the hottest team?
Shocked me. 9-game winning streak? Kansas City Royals.
Wow.
Have won 9 in a row.
Too little, too late.
Yes, much Royals, too little, much too late. Cow. But they are on fire right now. They beat the Blue Jays again
5-3. 2023 September Padres that only lost like 2 games.
Yeah, they're still 15 games under 500, but trying to get something out of the end of this season. All right, we'll come back with a Rondle report and some Padres tickets to give away next year on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.